The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 28 degrees and a little bit of sunshine starting to peek through the fog and the gray here at, by the airport. Man, maybe a little sunshine peeking through for you too. It is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. But I don't know, do you have any pebbles left? Are there any pebbles today? Or should we take a break from that? I don't know. We'll keep some open phone time for you right now. 770-563-3770-KMED. You know, one pebble that is in my shoe this morning is after the Biden pardon of his family and all the other miscreants there, the people that ended up, you know, screwing us over, screwing the country over here for a number of years. Question I would have for you is that even though there can be no criminal charges, should Congress have hearings and drag the bastards in? Or shall we just kind of let sleeping dogs lie and let it move on? I mean, should Fauci be dragged in and then forced to testify under oath without the protection of the Fifth Amendment, because there is no possibility of any criminal charges for what he may have done or may have not done? What do you think? I know that a lot of times we prefer to be forward-looking, but there's part of me that if you don't go and, you know, I would look at congressional hearings as a big part of flushing the wound out with hydrogen peroxide. And there's been such a wound in our body politic for so many years now, and it's still not fixed. It's not cleaned out. There's a lot to do there. I'm just concerned that, well, there's nothing we can do about it. They're pardoned, so you know there's going to be nobody paying any penalty. But if nothing else, don't these people need to be brought to account in the court of public opinion? Don't they need to be embarrassed about what they did? What do you think? 770-563-3770-KMED. We can certainly talk about that or anything else on your mind. I mean, I think they should, but, you know, what do you think? Happy to take your call on that. Another call, 482-3715, if you wanted to get in touch with the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers, Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. And even though it is Trump's economy right now, there are still a lot of rotten things in the American financial system that might be worthy of tucking away some physical gold and silver just in case, because even as Trump talks about rebuilding the military, could be inflationary. I still think inflationary issues are going to be affecting us for a number of years. I don't know what you think, but talk to your financial advisor and then maybe protect some wealth with Jay Austin in Ashland and Grants Pass. JayAustinBrokers.com and FortuneReserve.com. Better yet, just drop by the store today in Ashland or Grants Pass.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best?
Delighted that you are here, 18 minutes after 8. It is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. But there's a little bit of sunshine here. Okay, cloudier when it comes to the Oregon State Legislature. But, you know, hey, we take the good stuff where we can find it. Michael, you wanted to weigh in on what I had posed the question earlier, and this having to do with, should they be dragged in spite of all of the Biden last-minute pardons? Should they be dragged in to twist in the wind for their crimes? What do you think?
Well, I think we're going to play a little chess here, which requires third-level thinking. Because okay, you're not thinking of the first move, you're thinking about the third move down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe and Jill Biden have not been pardoned. So if you bring in Joe and Jill Biden and put them under the questioning part of it, they're probably going to say that, hey, Joe's not competent to testify.
Right.
Which then turns around and says, well, if he's not competent to testify, he wasn't competent to sign all those pardons, which voids them out.
Well, that's interesting. Huh. All right.
So I'm the one that two sides of the coin. I wanted to see Fauci, Schiff, and Cheney all have to be put under the gun. The opposite side of the coin is, boy, you know, with him doing the pardons, it just sort of frees the Republicans to go on and do what they need to do and actually get some work done.
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it. But it would be interesting to haul Jill and Joe in. Hmm.
And they haven't been pardoned, have they?
Yeah, and who really was the president? I'd love to know that, too. All right. Michael, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you wanted to talk about something, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, the piano guy was really good.
Oh, you like the talk with Alexander Tutinov. I have wanted to speak to him for years, Dave. For years, I've wanted to speak to him.
Hmm. Yeah, my cat jumped on the piano that's sitting here that's 150 years old that needs to be tuned. So I just thought I'd mention that for the fun thing.
Good.
Now, when it comes to ICE and the state being a sanctuary state,
yes,
the county commissioners, like Colleen Roberts, can do coordination with ICE, the DOJ, and the sheriff can be there to coordinate the enforcement of federal law on the illegals. And if...
Okay, so how do you think then that a local sheriff, and maybe we'll have to talk with both Dave Daniel and Sheriff Nate Sickler in Jackson County and find out, you know, okay, let's say that the county were to coordinate with ICE and be a cooperating agency of one form or another. That's the term you're talking about, right? A cooperating agency. No, a coordinating agency. You want to keep your power, not a cooperating agency.
It's coordinating. And then if the state tries to interfere with that, they get arrested under federal law, interfering with deportation or situation. Hmm. So the state wouldn't be able to do anything if 31 counties all coordinated with ICE and the DOJ for protection.
That's really interesting. I'll have to roll that around my head. Thanks for the call there, Dave. Let me go to Brad. Brad, you're on, too, on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. 770-5633, by the way, if you wanted to join in.
Bill, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, I want to talk about fighting with money, but before that, I got to tell you, you could not slap the smile off my face yesterday. You know, I was one of those guys that was holding his breath, you know, all the way to the end, because we've never had a presidential candidate with multiple assassination attempts surviving all, and I'm going, man, we just got to get this guy sworn in. And man, you could not slap the smile off my face yesterday, Bill. I was just so happy.
Well, I was, you know, I'm always guardedly optimistic. I can't say I was smiling, because I've seen too much rot over the years as I've talked to people about what's going on here. So I am naturally cynical about things, but I'm still remaining guardedly optimistic. What made me smile and what also made me tear up was watching him sign the executive orders on the pardon of the J6ers.
Man. Oh, yes.
That one, because it was such a stake through the heart of America when people were dragged up in that fraud of January 6th. Just saying, you know.
The arc of history just got bent yesterday, and it got bent hard back to the middle. I'm not going to say it got bent to the right, but the arc of history got bent back toward the middle yesterday, and you and I got to be alive to see it.
Indeed. Appreciate the call, Brad. Thanks for that. Francine, we talked a little earlier, but I'll be magnanimous. How about the two bites of the apple today?
You are. You truly are.
Oh, I can't help my. I am great. Ask me. I'll let you know. Okay.
Hey, I listen every day. I'm most accepting of you.
Okay, good. What's up?
Well, I real quick, I just want to say I really enjoyed Alexander Tutinkov. He just seems like such an absolutely wonderful human being. So thank you for that.
I can't believe his humility. And, you know, to have that level of, you know, probably one of the top five pianists in the entire world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to look at, and, you know, and then to be that, well, I'm very fortunate. I'm glad you were mentioned. I was mentioned on the air, you know.
I know. He was just absolutely lovely human being. So thank you. Okay, here's what I want to say about dragging people, you know, into court again.
Kicking and screaming before Congress, that kind of thing.
There's a lot that deserve that. The one I want to see go first is Fauci.
Really?
I want to see Fauci drug through the mud. I want to see him made to look like what he is. He has where he can't deny what he is, what he did. And there's a couple of levels for that. One is a lot of the woke people who just, vaccines are so wonderful. And Fauci is such a great humanitarian.
He is the science.
Yeah, yeah. I want people, we need more people to wake up to this. We still do. I mean, it's not over. You know, we need more public, you know, opinion that goes against, it's not going to be conned by this kind of, you know, the WHO and the FDA and all these hideous, you know, organizations that are running our lives and destroying lives.
So you are then, you know, you are one of those people that just says, no, just don't go to sleep and then move forward, right?
Oh, absolutely. We can't go to sleep. No.
Okay.
We have to be awake, or going forward is not going to get much different. And then here's the other thing, too. I don't know legally. I'm not a, you know, I don't know legalities very well. But it seems that once he's been forced to admit to certain things that were, you know, wrong, I'm wondering if he can be sued, you know, for and make him, like, return all the money that he was paid and things like that.
Are you speaking of the patents and various other things?
Well, I don't know about patents, but, I mean, he was given, you know, giant bonuses and salaries and you know, like, he was working, but he was working against the people. Don't the people have the right to, like, you know, maybe sue him?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules of evidence, and I'd have to talk to a legal on that.
Right.
You know what would just cheer my heart? It would be to see some of these people who perpetrated this on the people lose a government pension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something.
Yeah, something. Something to make up. You know, the idea that you are just, yeah, I don't like the idea of people not being touched. Anyway, we'll talk soon. 770-5633. Let me go to line one. Good morning. Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Who might you be?
Hey, Bill, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey. Well, I'm so excited, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. We feel like we can breathe again. Loved everything about yesterday. I really didn't dare hope that he would pardon the J6 people, so that was just so wonderful.
I looked at that as a litmus test because there had been a lot of rumbles going on behind the scenes that he was going to slow this down, and that there were people saying, well, you know, you need to look at everything individually. The whole thing was a setup. It's now pretty obvious to me it was a setup. It was designed to be a trap. And
that's what I want to see come out. Mm-hmm. I want to see exposed the government involvement of agent provocateurs, because most people still think that this was, you know, MAGA people who did it, and they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What do you think about the possibility of RFK Jr.? It sounds like the conventional wisdom says he's going to have an easier chance of being confirmed than Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, I heard Rick say that, and I have a friend who's heavily involved in this movement, and she knows a lot of people, and she says he has the votes. So I hope mm-hmm. that's the case. Going to be praying for that. I wanted to make one more commentary about yesterday, which is I find it not coincidental that the inauguration was on Martin Luther King Day. You think about both of them, they're both deeply flawed human beings, but they're also deeply consequential and historic human beings. I am still worried about, like, I was so glad they moved everything in, because I worry about a drone killing Trump.
Me too. And we were wondering about that. Linda and I were both wondering in the lead up to the inauguration, are they going to do the normal walking down the street kind of thing? It's like, I can't think of a dumber thing to do these days, right?
Yeah. And I just wanted to point out that my favorite thing about the whole thing was that God was discussed, glorified, honored, and even Trump talked about God. And I thought about all those Democrat demons and how they must have been just, you know, gnashing their teeth silently. But if people continue to honor God and follow God, I believe that this really is going to be some kind of a restoration and at least a reformation of our republic for some time to come.
From your lips.
The most helpful thing to me.
From your lips to God's ear, okay?
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I look at that. Thank you so much for that. The other aspect of this is I appreciated Trump having... And some people would have thought this was impolite to speak so harshly of the prior regime. But the fact that at his inauguration, people were saying, well, why did you start off with all that negativity about everything that had been done? No, it needed to have been said. It needed to be said. And I'm glad he did that.
When he was speaking, I thought, wow, that's pretty bold. I'm not sure that's helpful. But
Well, especially with especially with all those people behind him that were a part of the regime. Yeah.
But basically, he had to tell the American people how the Democrats broke the country and what he was going to do to fix it. And I think it was very clear. And the media is always going to call it dark anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what you people did, live with it. So I'm okay with it. And also, it was very presidential. It wasn't gloating. It wasn't angry. It was just, this is what we're going to do. And now he's going to gotta go do it. And I think he's going to.
Yay. Thanks for the call there. 770-5633. If you're on hold, give me just a couple of minutes. I'll be right with you. If you wanted to also join in on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, got a couple of lines open, 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Stephen Westfall, Inc. is thrilled to...
458-4848.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
833. Love that Maynard Ferguson song, The Fox Hunt. You had the pleasure of seeing him at North Medford High School. No, South Medford is where he played, shortly before his passing. Gosh, what a great show that was. That was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful jazz legend. One of those stratospheric trumpet player types. Just one of the best. I just loved it. And he was big on schools, getting kids into the jazz bands in school. It was wonderful. We go to, let's see. I think this is Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you doing this morning? Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. What did you want to talk about, huh?
Well, I'm doing good.
Good.
I just wanted to give you a couple examples. One is from many years ago, and the other one is more recent. But back in 73, 74, I was 19, 20 years old, they passed the seatbelt law.
Mm-hmm.
And during that same amount of time, they also passed the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I wasn't particularly a rebellious kid, but I didn't figure I needed the government to tell me to wear my damn seatbelt. Half the cars we owned in the family didn't even have seatbelts at that time. So we survived it without the seatbelt. So there's a good idea that they just crammed down our throats. The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. You'll get a kick out of this. I had a 70 Mustang, and I had the engine rebuilt by a really good mechanic. So he had it ported, polished, screw printed. The thing ran like a rape tape. But what he did for me was he put real small primaries in it. So I got 20 to 22 miles to the gallon in that car until I put my foot in it.
Oh, of course.
And then it exploded.
So you had lean primaries, small primaries, and big secondaries, right?
Yeah,
that reminds me back in the days of when I had, the old Rochester carburetors on the GM cars that when you would just floor it and you'd hear the moan, right? That moan, that kind of sound?
Well, this was a Holley double pumper. So.
Oh, even better. Okay.
It did the job. But the point is, they forced me to run that car at 55 miles an hour, and it wouldn't run. It was right between gears. So to run it at 55 miles an hour, I got horrible gas mileage. Running 70 miles an hour, I got 20 miles to the gallon.
Do you think that there's going to be any success in rolling back the administrative force compliance? What do you think about that?
I don't think so. I was just using this as an example. This was 50 years ago, my friend. They started doing it to us back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like there would have to be a mass disruption of some sort to throw the administrative state off of its game. Appreciate the call, Mark. Let me go to Gregory, who's in Shady Cove. Hello, Gregory.
Yes, there, Bill. Thank you. I just wanted to say kudos to the piano player. And then now that the new administration's in, I was going to wonder about the truck mafia. Are they postponed that for 90 days? I'm not even sure if that's even a true fact.
Yeah, you're talking about the truck manufacturer up in the Portland area said they're going to stop putting out internal combustion engine models. Is that what you were speaking of?
Well, no, I thought the truck is that what those truckers were even talking about? That
yes,
their boss man was angry.
Yeah,
about
it was
that?
It was about the California and even to a lesser extent Oregon's EV truck rules that were. Making it next to impossible. You couldn't sell a regular ICE truck without selling a certain number of EVs with it. The problem is that the charging you know, the charging infrastructure, everything about it doesn't exist. And so,
true.
Yeah, so they're trying to hold off on that. So hopefully common sense. I would just like it if we just got to the point where if the Trump administration would remove the California exemption, which essentially allows them to set the environmental rules for the entire country. Appreciate the call. Let me go to line two on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
This is Robert from Josephine County.
Hi, Robert. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Jesus for letting President Trump get into office so we can have a godly nation again.
Very good.
Number two, I want to say people beware of voter fraud. Get involved in it, okay? And number three, as far as all the naughty people that former President China Joe did, who was controlled by Obama, I believe, that they all lose their assets. Okay, bring them up before the council, you know, the Congress and everything else, and for them to lose all of their assets. Because they can't be convicted for their naughty crimes. But
that doesn't mean you have to let them keep the money from the naughty crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's one way of looking at it. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to line three. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Well, I think two things. I still think, how can you be pardoned if it's not a criminal act? I think that sounds very fishy to me. I don't think they can get away with it.
Yeah, it is something that the legal eagles have been ruminating about. And also, Congress back in the day, Senator Chuck Schumer, I played a bite a little bit earlier this morning, Joyce, that indicated that it would be a gross abuse of the pardon power to preemptively pardon people. So, I don't know.
Well, I think so. And also, they should still investigate Biden's voting record situation. I think that they should check it out.
All right. Appreciate the call, Joyce. Let me go to the final line. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Bill?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, everybody's been worried why Michelle Obama never made it to Carter's funeral and why she didn't show up yesterday for the inauguration.
Okay.
Well, she had a follow-up appointment for her prostate exam.
Okay. All right, Jack. The big mic deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you. We don't have Michelle Obama to kick around anymore. It is 20 before 9. At KMED 99.3 KBXG. Let's catch up on the news here, and we got to open for business here, and then maybe a little more calls, maybe a few more here. Some emails of the day, too. A bunch of those have come in overnight. It's a good day.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon's Klamath Basin is getting $50 million to support drought resiliency efforts. The funding is part of a new agreement between the Bureau of Reclamation and the Klamath Water Users Association. $7 million is going to be used for fish projects at the Keno and Link River dams. In Salem, a Tesla car was set on fire at a dealership Monday morning. Salem police are investigating the incident as arson. A window at the dealership was also broken. While the incident happened just hours before the start of President Trump's new administration, in which Tesla owner Elon Musk is expected to play a prominent role, Salem PD is not speculating on the motive. The Multnomah County Elections Office suffered thousands of dollars in damage by vandals Monday morning. A group of eight people wearing masks used hammers and other items to smash 33 windows and damage two doors at Multnomah County Elections. Portland Police Chief Bob Day says it appears to be politically motivated. The London KMED.
Imagine that. Hissy fit, and they smash their own city. Gotta love it, all right? It's 19 before 9. All right. We've been talking about insurance a lot, especially when it comes to fire insurance and how to keep your properties insured, whether it's rural and or city. It doesn't seem to be as big of a deal in the city. I'm in the city, and even my rates have gone up a little bit. But the thing being is that when you have an independent insurance agent like Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance helping you out, at least give you the best shot at the better deal that you can get. And sometimes maybe one of the challenges is just getting coverage at all. You know, we've had those kind of conversations there. See, Steve's an independent, works with a lot of different companies, and is more than willing to help you. And he's helped a lot of KMED and KPXG folks save some money or even get coverage that maybe they've been turned down by other places. Call them at 261-5444, 261-5444, all the different lines, many different companies. And if you have questions about Medicare, and there's a lot of complexity there with all of the Advantage plans and the supplementals, why call Lynn Barton, who is now part of the Sky Park team. Her number is 499-0958. Again, 499-0958. Some great people helping you out with your insurance needs at Sky Park Insurance.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Red flag warnings continue in Southern California.
This is Randall at Advanced Air. Rogue Valley home and business owners depend on...
I'm Riley with Rotary Drilling Company, and I'm on KMED.
749-770-5633 on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Holly Morton has no pebbles in her shoe because I think you're just exhausted, right? You just had a big inauguration party yesterday over in Joe County.
We did, and it was... You know, it was actually very effervescing. I mean, we were all so excited. We got to watch the whole thing, had a fabulous feast over there. And I think it gave us all renewed hope that things were on the right track. So now is the time, you know, both in Jackson County and Josephine County for conservatives to get involved, to participate in the progress that we're going to make in turning around some of the elements of our communities that need some work.
I think it's also important to understand that as much as glad as we are to have seen the changes in Mordor on the Potomac, you know, that kind of thing, right, to see those changes, that the fight has not ended here in the state of Oregon, because the state of Oregon is going to continue to war against folks here in Southern Oregon and people of common sense. And I do find it interesting that that Senator Baruchiger, of course, was talking a little earlier this morning about how there's really being set up a battle royale between the Kotek administration and the Trump administration when it comes to Sanctuary City. Could be coming in a lot of other different arenas, too, when you think about it.
It is. That's going to be very interesting to watch. But we right now have an opportunity to work on our own backyard, our county, Josephine and Jackson County. That's what we need to be focused on right now. We have the most traction. We can make the most change. And then as our parties become stronger and stronger and our communities become stronger and stronger, we can have a greater influence on the state as a whole. But the most important thing to do is get strength in your local party and get everybody stepping up to the plate, being well informed of what's going on, mm-hmm. and taking action to solve a lot of the things that we can solve in our local community, like getting the right people on the school board, you know, encouraging the city council to take the right steps to deal with the homeless issues that we have and so forth. We know, because I look at what the Democrats are printing out. They really want to fight against the Republicans right now. It doesn't matter.
They are spoiling for a fight, and I understand that. I understand the hissy fit. Well, it's kind of what I've talked about before, even with the recall thing, the hissy fit caucus, you know, of Southern Oregon. Right. So, yeah, look for more of that. Holly, final question I have for you. I have some emails of the day I must do here because I'm going to do that. But how was Linda's strata recipe? Linda made strata, you know, at a party here recently and gave you the recipe. How'd it go?
Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely fabulous. You know,
good.
She's such an amazing cook anyway. It blows my mind. But so she had a recipe and she had given it to me. And I made strata for this thing yesterday. And it was melt in your mouth delicious, honestly.
Yeah.
So I've been sending her text thanking her for giving me the idea. It was good.
It is a beautiful really thing. Thanks, Holly. We'll talk soon. All right. Be well.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we're going to wrap with a couple of emails of the day. Emails of the day are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. While you wait, Crowns, because they have an in-house lab. Most cases, gosh, you know, you just get the tooth prepared and then they'll just get you all fixed up the same day. It takes about a half hour for the machine to work it. Good stuff. Great people. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com on Freeman Way. And that's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. Terry writes me, hey, Bill. Yesterday was such an update, it makes one simply want to move forward. However, there are pebbles in our shoes. For 4 years and more, we watched as the Biden mobsters ground our lives into the ground. And the crime without consequences, the open border, the COVID fiasco, the lockup innocent people, and on and on. And what bothers me most was the feeling they were hiding in my home, watching, controlling, and hoping to catch me at something. Should they be punished? I don't know. But like you, everything they did needs to be brought to light. If we don't shine a light on their behavior, It's going to happen to us again. We don't deserve that. That is Terry in Wairika, who says we deserve the truth. Thank you very much. And let me also give one to Paul Princeton. And Paul says, hey, Bill, some 20 or so years ago, my daughter took piano lessons and needed a piano. Her teacher knew Professor Alexander Tutinov, and he had noticed a piano with poor cosmetics, but with really good sound for sale. It was in a used goods store somewhere where Sportsman's Warehouse is now. $100 later, we were proud owners. I fixed it up in the garage while my daughter played it. Neighbors later would tell me that they thought I played such nice CDs when they passed my home. It is still a great instrument, Paul Princeton. And of course, you know, today was an interview this morning on a bucket list. I have wanted to talk with Professor Tutinov for years, knowing about his amazing artistry, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on Valentine's for that concert series with a doctor. Is it Dr. Michael Clark, I think, is the opposing pianist with dueling pianos. Good stuff. Hey, Paul, thanks so much. And thank you very much for writing, too. The email, bill@billmeyershow.com. Tomorrow, Wheels Up Wednesday. We always have a lot of fun then, too. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV,